As an entrepreneur, we're always wanting to know where in the journey am I right now? What's my next level? Well, I've put together a free quiz that will tell you exactly that. It's called the Freedom Finder Quiz, and you can find it at freedomfinderquiz.com. It's free, takes less than 3 minutes to complete. I timed it. And at the end, it will tell you exactly where you are in your business freedom journey and what to focus on next to move to that next level of building a business that provides you more money and freedom. So take the quiz today at freedomfinderquiz.com.
I just want my wife back. Hey, you're listening to Dadpreneur, and in today's episode, we're going to talk about the challenges that can happen in relationship, especially when you're a busy dadpreneur trying to build a business, and you got a wife who maybe doesn't love how your business is going. Maybe financially it's not going great, or she's struggling at home and asking for some more support. Maybe you're not even aware she's asking for it. So let me set a little bit of context here. This conversation is inspired from a conversation from Withinside the King's Council. It's a program that I offer through the Dadpreneur. If you want to learn more about that, you can go to dadpreneur.com. Basically, we work with a whole bunch of men who are dads in business, helping them balance business, relationships, health, wealth, and really just being a man in today's society. This particular situation, one of our members said, I want my wife back. And in particular, what was going on for him is business hadn't been great recently. And for a while, he'd been, you know, trying to turn things around and start up something new, right? He kind of had a very successful business in one area and he was trying to build something else new, not too dissimilar to me. I've got Automation Agency, very successful, and I've got this new Dadpreneur thing, which is still fairly new. If I didn't have Automation Agency, Dadpreneur would be a real financial drain to me. Because it's still so new and we're still getting things sorted to work. But that's aside. Let me come back to the point I'm making. I would say there's a high chance you've made this mistake, and I've made this mistake too, and this member was making it too. As entrepreneurial people, we're generally fairly optimistic. And when we're optimistic, it's easy to get excited and paint the picture of a perfect future, a great future that's coming. The challenge is that usually those futures that we're excited for either come a lot slower or maybe they never come at all. But we go home to our spouses, our wives, our women, our family, and we tell them this excited future. Like when they're scared and worried, we go, oh, don't worry, this is what's going to happen. It's going to be great. And what we don't realize as men, often we don't realize as men, some men do know this, the words that we use have a very strong weight in the women in our life's mind. And even when you say, hey, this is what's going to happen and it's going to be great, and you know in your mind there's an element of what might not happen because we're talking about the future, your woman hears that as a promise. And when there is a long period of time of it not happening or you don't get there, whether she's aware of it or not, on an unconscious level, you have broken a promise and trust has been eroded. And this is often what happens over a long period of time in a relationship when maybe the business has not been going so well and the woman is listening and has been supporting. Maybe she's even been the financial provider. So she's been the provider because the business has not been providing and she's kind of waiting for it to turn around. There's been promises it's going to turn around, it's going to turn around, and it hasn't come and it hasn't come. And so she's underlyingly feeling this erosion of trust. How can I trust you? One, you're not providing financially. And two, you've been saying it's going to turn around and it hasn't turned around. Even if she understands the realistic, you know, nature of business, she can't help but have these underlying emotions come up because she's looking for that safety and security. There's a high chance that she's saying things like, I've got decision fatigue, I'm overwhelmed, there's just so much to do. And so you might be having these little fights that don't, it's the little fights aren't what it's about. Underlyingly, it's feeling not cared for, provided for, and not supported. So, I don't know your personal situation. If you want to chat about your personal situation, you can reach out, dadpreneur.com. Happy to have a chat about what's going on, see if we can help you out. But here's the general overview. If you'll have a woman and you ever hear her say, I've just got decision fatigue, that is a red flag right there. That is warning bells. And that means that you need to step up as a man. She's got too much mental load going on. And it means you have not been, you might be so busy in business, you have not been picking up the slack and providing support on the home front or in other areas of her life that she needs it. Women are amazing creatures. They have the ability. They are capable of almost anything a man can do, right? They are capable of it. But here's the catch. While they are capable of it, they are not built in the same way, biologically, hormonally, in the same way that a man is. As a man, we run on a 24-hour cycle, right? Our testosterone peaks in the morning and then it comes down. Whereas women, they work on a different cycle, right? They've got their periods, which goes over a far longer period of time. They don't operate hormonally and physically in the same way that we do as men. And so similarly, they can, while they're capable of it, men are able to take this decision ability to another level than many women. Women are amazing decision makers, don't get me wrong. But it's draining. It's draining in a way that it's not draining for us as men or in the same way, right? We as men can get drained. I can get drained from decision fatigue, absolutely. But it happens to me a lot later than it would my woman. So if you have heard anything similar from your lady in your life, look for the opportunities for you to step up and go, how can you take things off her plate? How can you take some decisions? How can you step up to be the leader and go, I got this. You don't have to worry about it. I got it. I've solved it. How can you proactively take that opportunity to take things off her plate? And also, while we're at it, look for the opportunities where you have made promises that you didn't keep. You may not even realize you made a promise, but where are those broken promises and start keeping them to start rebuilding some trust? All right, I'm going to leave it there. Until next time, keep up the journey. Hey, fellow dadpreneur, thanks for tuning in to today's episode. If you've missed something said on today's episode, you can find transcripts, links, and other notes from today's episode, as well as all other episodes over at rising.show. That's .show, not .com. So head over to rising.show to get all the information that you need.
This episode was brought to you by Automation Agency. If you're sick of Fiverr and Upwork and want a reliable team of experts who can turn your marketing ideas into marketing duns, then head over to automationagency.com and check out what they can do. Whether it's graphic design tasks for social media, your presentations, or tech tasks like building funnels and email automations, or content creation tasks like copywriting and video editing, Automation Agency is the one team you need to help you market your business and free up your time to focus on more important things. So go and check out automationagency.com.